Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Tears of joy for the enemies of Allah, defeat and despair for the Muslims in Cyprus. Last April, the Council of Ministers of Northern Cyprus released a quote-unquote governmental decree which allows pupils to wear Islamic headscarves in secondary schools. However, the Cyprus Turkish Secondary Education Teachers Trade Union, KTOEOS, started strikes, refused to teach children who had arrived at school wearing religious garments, and finally pleaded to the Supreme Court. Last week, end of September, the Supreme Court of North Cyprus annulled the quote-unquote governmental decree, ruling that it was unconstitutional. The leaders of the teachers' union who pleaded for the annulment of the decree celebrated the return of the headscarf ban as a quote-unquote victory for secularism by shedding quote-unquote tears of joy. Meanwhile, the government has announced to start immediately on quote-unquote working on a new law. O Cypriot Muslims, is it ever possible for a secular democratic parliament that celebrates alcohol and legalizes extramarital relationships and gambling, moreover promotes these as a source of income for the country, to regard the protection of the lives, wealth and dignity of the believers as its primary duty? The Islamic dress code for the Muslim women and girls is an indisputable provision ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike the proposition of the Supreme Court and of your politicians, this is neither a matter of freedom, of equality, nor of quote-unquote impartiality, for Muslims are bound by the provisions of Allah only. In the same way the Supreme Court of the secular democratic system overturned the quote-unquote governmental decree of the Council of Ministers that lifted the headscarf ban, tomorrow it will introduce new bans with thin excuses and play on words. Therefore, instead of expecting your ministers to lift the ban on your daughter's headscarf in a democratic parliament, you need to demand from them to rule according to the provisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for them to be capable to do so, you need to call them to conduct the work that is necessary in order to become a whole with the rest of the Muslim Ummah and reunite with the rest of the Muslim lands, and to reject the entirety of all non-Islamic systems, laws, options and preferences. It is only the Khilafah Caliphate state that will unite the hearts, wealth and armies of the Muslims across the world upon Quran and according to the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thus protecting you from any attacks, humiliation and oppression from the kuffar. And it will do that forthwith, unconditionally, without hesitation, by mobilizing every means available. O Muslims across the world, do not leave your Muslim brothers and sisters in Cyprus alone. In order to prevent that the kuffar repeat their crimes against them again, in order to prevent it from becoming a second Gaza, seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in His provisions, and call for the state that does not use the colonialist West as its main mask, but the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa, and whose existence is vital for your existence. Call for the second Khilafah Rashida upon the method of prophethood. There awaits you the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the glad tidings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to liberate you, to liberate Cyprus and to liberate Palestine.
وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good that He will certainly make them successors in the land, and He did with those before them, and will surely establish for them their faith which He has chosen for them, and will indeed change their fate into security, provided that they worship me, associating nothing with me. But whoever disbelieves after this promise, it is they who will be the rebellious. Surah An-Nur, verse 55. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.